Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Abby Bishop, hello to you.
Hello.
So good to have you. How are things at the Kent County Health Department?
They're good. They're busy, but that's a good thing.
So my neighbor is Chris B., who is a wonderful soul.
Sure.
So what's it like working with him? Because he seems like one of the nicest people in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, he really is. I worked with Christopher for 8 years now. And he was a mentor of mine when I was an intern and a student thinking about getting into dietetics, which he had a degree in. He's been a great influence in me for my career personally in my education. So yeah, he's a cool guy.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah. So at the Kent County Health Department, you are the WIC program supervisor.
Right.
And one of the things I talk about when I talk about the Kent County Health Department is how, you know, for folks who might be struggling to put food on the table, this is a perfect opportunity. It's something they could take advantage of and utilize, considering that a lot of times people work very hard to pay into programs like this so that they stay funded. And can you maybe talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So the WIC program, there's two major programs, government funded programs that provide access or funds for food. And that is SNAP, which is food stamps, also known as food stamps, and then WIC. And both serve, a purpose of solving food access and hunger in families in the community. WIC goes a little bit step further. Both are wonderful programs. WIC goes a little bit further in providing nutrition education, community referral support, and then, of course, the supplemental foods that we provide. So to qualify for WIC, you have to meet income guidelines, which are actually they're 185% of the poverty level. So if you are already qualified for Medicaid or you're already on SNAP, receiving SNAP benefits, you would automatically qualify for WIC, no matter what your actual income is. So the income guidelines for WIC are actually a little bit higher than most people think. So a family of four can make about $50,000 a year and still qualify for WIC.
When you talk about when you talk about people who are on SNAP or Medicaid, you mean a lot of times they might not even be aware that they would qualify for something like WIC?
Sometimes, yeah. So sometimes it might be that you think you can only be on one of those programs at a time, but you can actually get WIC and SNAP. And if you already qualify, if you're already on Medicaid, then you would, what we call that adjunctly eligible. So you're already eligible for WIC. Just as long as you meet the other criteria. So you have like a kiddo under the age of five, or you're a pregnant or postpartum mom up to 1 year old or 1 year. And you live in the state of Michigan. If you meet all of those, you would qualify for the WIC program already because you're on Medicaid.
You talked about when WIC goes a step further, Abby, with education. What are you referring to there?
So WIC requires appointments. So you have to do four appointments a year in order to continue to receive your benefits throughout your certification year. So we try to touch base with families. When families come in for an appointment, we weigh and measure kiddos. We do finger pokes. We check for lead and hemoglobin levels. Kind of similar to like a well child check when you go to the doctor. So, it's basically another another check on the kiddos, make sure everybody's growing and developing on track. We offer registered dietitian services. So if you maybe have a family member or a kiddo who has a special diet or has a tube feeding or was premature, we have registered dietitians on staff to help with some nutrition education and counseling that work pretty closely with other primary care providers in the area to get the expensive formula that you might need for that kiddo who needs the extra nutrients.
Because you mentioned formula, so a lot of times somebody might not be able to afford that. That's quite an expensive thing. So that's right. That's a big part of WIC, correct?
Yeah. So the majority, so we see actually a lot of our families are pretty active for that first year of a baby's life, especially if they're receiving formula, because the cost of formula can be so expensive, especially if, you know, you have an infant who was born prematurely or has, other health complications, and you're having to buy some of these really expensive formulas that are only, you know, you can only get through the pharmacy that WIC can provide that. And then, you know, there's an ongoing formula crisis, which makes it hard to find formula. And so WIC has really expanded the options of formula that you can get to help support families who might need help purchasing that. So, I mean, the average can of formula can range from, you know, $15 to $25. And that's just like your basic formula. So maybe $10 to $20.
But still, that's a pretty penny.
Yeah. So the average food package that WIC provides for a child between the ages of 1 and 5 is, I calculated this a couple years ago, so it might not even be 100% accurate, but it's about $70 for that individual. So if you have 3 kids on WIC, you know, that's 70 times 3. That's, you know, whatever that math is, 21. Right. $100 and some. So it's pretty significant and can be really helpful for families.
Hey friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
How long can a person take advantage of this or utilize this resource?
So kids are eligible for WIC until the age of 5, as long as they continue to meet the requirements. So every year we do a recertification. So basically we're just going to make sure you're income eligible, make sure you still live in the state of Michigan, make sure that, all of the eligibility criteria checks out. And then you could continue to receive WIC until the age of 5.
Okay. So some people might say, well, does it matter if we're married? Does it matter if a person is single? Does that ever come up?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So the WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. So, but what I like to share with people is sometimes, you know, families don't fall into this one category dynamic, right? So like you might have grandma who has custody of the kids, or an aunt or uncle or a friend. They can bring those kiddos in for WIC and receive WIC for the kids. If you're a family with a divorced family, we don't like to get involved with like custody situations, but depending on, you know, who has custody, we just require like legal paperwork to show who has primary care of the children. And then we try to help families work that out where they can share the benefits if it's a shared custody situation. But yeah, I mean, we serve all sorts of dynamics of family, and try to accommodate everything that we can.
When it comes to, is there a dollar amount? So like a max that a person can be able to utilize, and is that all based on need, if that is the case?
As far as like the amount of money, the amount of benefits they get?
Right, right.
Okay. So the benefits are different for WIC in that it's not a cash value. It's more like you get what we call a shopping list. So you get 2 gallons of milk, you get a dozen eggs, a jar of peanut butter. And so it's kind of like a debit card. Once you buy your jar of peanut butter for the month, you're back to zero.
Okay.
However, if you have, you know, a pregnant woman with 2 kids that are all on WIC, you're getting 3 times that. So you might get 6 gallons of milk for the month. And then whatever you don't use for that month expires, and then you get a new month of benefits loaded onto it's like an EBT card.
Right.
And so then you get a new, like a fresh grocery list or shopping list is what we call it. So it's different than like SNAP is more of like you get an allotted cash value to spend. This is more like you have to purchase these specific items.
This is kind of off topic, but, you know, we talk about electronically, we have a card, but can you imagine this 40 years ago? It was probably much different. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure as you've progress through your career, you've heard about how it was done back then. It probably was a little bit more time consuming.
Yeah. So I think you talked about Christopher earlier. I think that he might have been here when it was paper coupons, but maybe not. I don't want to age him, so don't.
Yeah,
tell him
he's very
that,
old. But he's very old. I'm going to tell you did with, that.
Yeah, we have a couple employees that have been here for a long time. We recently just had one who retired at 40 years, and it was paper coupons, and you had to individually hand out each coupon for each item. And from what I understand, it was very tedious. So I'm thankful that is not.
Can you imagine how much easier life got the day that everybody transitioned to, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The technology makes us angry sometimes, but it's definitely worth it.
Okay, so how does someone get more information or sign up or see if they qualify? Yeah. What is the process?
So here in Kent County, so there's tons of WIC agencies throughout the state of Michigan.
Right.
Here in Kent County, if you just call our phone number at 616-632-7200, and just inquire that you might be interested, and then we'll get you on the schedule. We'll tell you what to bring to the appointments so that we can make sure you're eligible for the program. And then if you're eligible, you leave with a WIC card that day, and you can start purchasing the foods on your WIC card that same day. So it's pretty easy. Just give us a call, really, and we'll.
So basically you inform the consumer or the recipient, this is what you need to bring to the meeting, and it can all be taken care of in one day, like you said.
Yep. 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 So it's very similar to like a doctor's office. It's a clinic, you know, where you'll come in, a medical assistant will do like heights and weights and measures, and then a nurse or a dietitian will do like a nutrition assessment, and then you'll walk out with a WIC card and some benefits on that card.
Abby, okay, I think we've covered it, but if we're forgetting anything, would you tell me now, or is there anything else that we need to keep in mind about this?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered the basics. I mean, I could go on forever, but. We'll
good.
Get into the,
well, you so, should yeah, because yeah. This is your expertise. I mean, you didn't.
Right, yeah.
You're the WIC program supervisor, so
right.
You have to have all the information.
True. I would hope so. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I can't thank you enough. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
I love working with you. And anytime we can get together is always great. And, you know, kind of talk about things going on in this community, in this little platform. So thank you so much. Awesome.